Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens by Sean Covey is a self-help and personal development book written for adolescents, but it is also widely used by parents, teachers, and counselors. Based on the principles of Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it translates adult productivity and character-building ideas into a format that speaks directly to teenage concerns. The book focuses on practical habits that can help readers become more proactive, manage time better, strengthen relationships, resist peer pressure, and make clearer choices about school and future goals. Its tone is approachable rather than academic, using cartoons, short examples, and real-life situations to keep the material accessible. The updated edition also reflects modern teenage pressures, including social media and cyberbullying, rather than presenting abstract advice. The book frames effectiveness as a set of learnable behaviors that can improve how teens respond to challenges, organize priorities, and build self-respect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, proactivity as the foundation of personal responsibility. A central idea in the book is that teens are not defined by what happens to them, but by how they choose to respond. Covey presents proactivity as the first and most basic habit because it shifts attention away from excuses, blame, and emotional reactivity. This matters in adolescence, when many pressures feel external parents, grades, friendships, social media, and school expectations. The book argues that effective teens learn to separate circumstance from choice. Even when a situation cannot be controlled, the response can be. That distinction gives responsibility a practical meaning. It is not reduced to chores or obedience, but extended to attitude, language, and behavior. This framework is useful because it gives readers a sense of agency without pretending that life is easy or fully controllable. Instead of treating teens as passive recipients of stress, the book treats them as decision makers who can practice self-management in ordinary situations. That is one reason the book has remained popular in educational settings. Secondly, time management through prioritizing what matters before what is urgent, the book places strong emphasis on time management, but not in a narrow scheduling sense. Covey's approach is built around prioritization, especially the idea of distinguishing important tasks from urgent ones. This helps readers see that many teenage problems come from reacting to immediate demands rather than planning around long-term goals. Schoolwork, activities, family obligations, and social commitments can easily crowd out what is actually important. By sorting tasks into different categories, the book encourages teens to move beyond procrastination and crisis mode. This is significant because many productivity books assume adults already have stable routines, while teens are still learning how to structure their time. Covey's method is simple enough to apply in daily life, yet it also introduces a deeper habit making choices that protect long-term growth. The point is not just to get more done, but to spend attention wisely. That makes the chapter on prioritization one of the book's most practical sections, since it connects behavior, discipline, and future planning in a concrete way. Thirdly, self-image, identity, and the habits that shape confidence. Another major theme is the connection between habits and self-image. Covey argues that how teens see themselves influences how they behave, and that confidence is built through repeated actions rather than positive thinking alone. The book links personal effectiveness to internal stability when a teen develops good habits. The result is not only better performance, but also stronger self-respect. This is important because adolescence often involves uncertainty about identity, appearance, belonging, and ability. Covey does not treat self-esteem as something that appears automatically through praise. Instead, he presents it as something reinforced by responsible choices, follow-through, and healthy routines. The argument is practical. If teens learn to keep commitments to themselves, they begin to trust their own judgment. That trust supports academic effort, emotional resilience, and better decision-making. The book's self-image section stands out because it avoids purely emotional advice and ties confidence to observable behavior. In that sense, it offers a structured way to think about self-worth that is grounded in action rather than slogans. Fourthly, peer pressure, friendship, and the social skills of mutual respect. The book also addresses relationships, especially the challenge of handling peer pressure while building genuine friendships. Covey presents social effectiveness as more than popularity. He encourages teens to choose influences carefully, communicate clearly, and avoid letting approval from others override personal values. This is a realistic concern because adolescence is a stage where social belonging can strongly shape decisions. The book's value lies in showing that strong relationships depend on respect, listening, and balance rather than people-pleasing. Its advice on friendship is tied to broader principles of cooperation and mutual benefit, which helps distinguish healthy relationships from manipulative ones. the discussion is useful because it treats peer pressure as a structural part of teen life, not as a rare problem. Rather than assuming teens will simply say no to negative influence, Covey gives them a framework for preserving identity while remaining socially connected. This makes the book especially relevant for readers navigating school culture, online interactions, and family conflict at the same time. The relationship chapters expand the book beyond self-discipline into social maturity. Lastly, an accessible teaching format that turns habits into a learnable system. One reason the book has stayed influential is its format. Covey does not present The 7 Habits as a dense theory book, but as a structured guide built for teen readers. The short chapters, cartoons, examples, quotes, and real-life stories make the ideas easier to absorb than many traditional self-help books. This matters because the audience is young and often resistant to abstract lecturing. The format supports the content. Each habit becomes memorable through repetition, visual cues, and everyday situations. The book also works well in classrooms and family settings because it offers a common language for discussing behavior, goals, and responsibility. Compared with more general productivity books, it is more age-specific and less corporate in tone. Compared with purely inspirational teen books, it is more organized and instructional. Its enduring appeal comes from combining motivational themes with practical structure, making it usable as both a reading experience and a reference tool. That teaching-oriented design is a key part of what makes the book distinctive in the teen self-help category. In conclusion, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens is best suited for teenagers who want practical guidance for school, relationships, and self-management, as well as for parents, teachers, and counselors who support them. Its main value is that it turns broad ideas like responsibility, confidence, and discipline into habits that can be practiced in ordinary situations. Readers looking for a highly academic or research-driven psychology text may find it too simplified, but that simplicity is also part of its strength. The book is clear, accessible, and easy to revisit, which makes it useful for younger readers who need direct advice rather than theory. It stands out in the teen self-help category because it is not merely motivational. It gives a structured framework for change, especially around proactivity, prioritization, relationships, and long-term thinking. The updated attention to digital age concerns also keeps it relevant for contemporary teens. Compared with many books in the genre, it offers more organization and less vague encouragement. For readers who want a practical introduction to personal effectiveness during adolescence, it remains one of the most recognizable and durable guides. If you would like to support Sean Covey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.